Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Ohio only. New and existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification, and they're satisfying to scratch no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
All right, it's still March Madness for at least one more game. Championship game is Monday night, April 5th, Gonzaga, Baylor. You probably knew that, but did you know that you can head on over to mybookie.ag and make some money? You can fill out brackets. We've been there. All our brackets fell apart, but you can still go and bet on individual things and prop bets for tonight's game. So sign up at mybookie.ag using the promo code Ravens so they know you came from here. So that's the promo code Ravens, and they'll secure a deposit bonus for you up to $1,000. And plus, it helps film study. So go over there, check it. Baseball is rolling now. I've been making some money on the Orioles. I don't know if I'd put money on them this week, but it was fun for the weekend. So college ball, NBA, NHL, MLB, Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, here to discuss what has been one of our favorite topics this offseason, the future of Orlando Brown Jr. And here to join me today is Charles Bowie. Charles, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Yeah, I can't complain, not one little bit, except for this horrible Maryland loss tonight.
Now,
the Orlando Brown news is coming in waves, so it's important we tell you we're taping this the night of March 22nd. So if Orlando Brown has already been traded by the time this posts, which is always a possibility, then you know what happened here in terms of us having this information. Or if there are two other signings prior, then you know what happened. But anyway, Charles, we're going to talk a little bit about today. We've talked about what's reasonable compensation for Brown. I'm sure we'll hit on that in some of this episode. We've talked about, you know, why the Ravens might or might not want to trade him. But let's talk about some of the potential trade partners for Orlando Brown.
Yeah, so when I look at teams and I look at what they do, particularly in their run game, because pass protection is in some ways pass protection, even though every team doesn't do it the same. But you know, we run a primarily power gap scheme. We do run some zone plays, and so I look at teams, I look at their scheme, and when I look at Orlando Brown, I'm primarily looking at teams that are somewhat similar to us in what we do, even though we're very, very distinct in what we do. So there's like no copy of what we do, but there are some teams out there that do run some zone and they do run some power like we do. So the teams that I've sort of narrowed it down to: Vikings. Jacksonville is kind of a wild card for me because I don't know what Urban Meyer.
Let's stick with the Vikings for a second because they're an interesting team you bring up. Maybe we just do these one at a time if you don't mind. Okay. The Vikings have Kirk Cousins,
yes,
still a quarterback, not a super mobile quarterback, certainly not at the level of Jackson or a lot of the other great running quarterbacks that are out there today. You know what? What makes Orlando Brown right for the Vikings?
So with the Vikings, so when you look at their roster, I mean, they do have some players there, but you sort of wonder, are they really satisfied with these guys? And if Brown is a huge upgrade over who they have, I think that would be something great for them to sort of hit on. And I think Brown certainly fits into a lot of what they do. I mean, they like to run with Dalvin Cook. And as you said, you know, Kirk Cousins is not very mobile. And so protecting that blind side there, I think that would be a good fit in terms of a trade. The question would be the compensation that the Vikings could offer. And I guess we'll sort of look at that as we move on. But I think the Vikings would be a great spot for him. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, if the 14th overall pick is in play, I think that makes all kinds of sense. The Vikings, they probably would have to pay Orlando Brown as part of the deal, meaning I think they'd want to sign him and immediately sign him long term to be their left tackle. They have another pretty good tackle there who's in his third season, and that's Brian O'Neill.
Yeah.
What becomes of him?
Yeah, that's sort of part of my hesitation. I think the Vikings are a great spot for him, but then, as you said, what would they do with O'Neal at that point? Do you slide him to right tackle?
He played right tackle last year,
last year. And so, then the question is, they might actually have a spot there at left tackle for Orlando Brown Jr. I haven't looked at their roster lately to see who is manning that left tackle spot. But if Brown Jr. is a massive upgrade over that guy, I mean, I think that would be a nice landing spot. But of course,
Riley Reiff, their left tackle from last year, signed by the Bengals.
Right.
So he's gone. So they would have two very young tackles if they pick him up. The Vikings are sitting there with the 17th pick. I'm sorry, 14th pick overall of the draft, which seems to be kind of more than I would expect the Ravens to get for Brown, but who knows if there's a bidding war.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing I do think about with respect to that, though, is with the situation that we're in, we certainly would need a first round pick. I mean, because here's the way I'm thinking about it. Orlando Brown Jr.'s value to the Ravens is, hey, if anything happens that causes Stanley to not be ready, we have a guy that we can plug in at left tackle right away, and we wouldn't lose anything at left tackle. However, we're probably going to have to draft a right tackle anyway. I think a first round pick in this case, given the things that we need, is actually a necessity. That's probably the hang up with a lot of teams too. They probably don't want to give up that first round pick.
Oh, nobody does.
You know? Would
it be enough to you to move up from 27 to 14 plus probably a later pick as well would have to be what would happen, because it's not quite enough draft capital, that move all by itself.
To me, if we didn't need edge, if we didn't need a guy, if we didn't need a pure pass rusher at edge, I mean, I'm glad we re-signed Bowser. But if we didn't need someone opposite of him at edge, then it's still, just based on the way the front office operates, it's still kind of a tough call because they love draft picks. And I see them sort of building this team in terms of longevity, a competitor long term rather than these windows. And so,
by the way, are you okay with that? Or do you prefer looking at it from a windowed perspective? And I don't want to spend too long on this, but I'd just like to get your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more times that you are in the playoffs, the more times you enter the tournament, the more chances you have to win it. I'm okay with that approach. I know it's frustrating for some fans because, you know, the comp pick formula that they love. But, I'm okay with it.
Did you grow up in Baltimore, Charles?
Actually, I did not. I do have an uncle who lives there. I do have another uncle who lives in Washington, D.C. I actually grew up in Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
It's my story of getting to the Ravens is actually kind of interesting. I was a huge University of Miami fan back in the 80s and 90s. And as far as NFL, I really didn't have a team, but I watched NFL football. And the only teams that I got a chance to watch in Pensacola, Florida, New Orleans Saints, and they were bad back then. Except for the Dome Patrol, but they were pretty bad back then. Dallas Cowboys, because Emmitt Smith is from my hometown. And then NBC, Cleveland Browns. And it was Michael Jackson, Bernie Kosar, and those guys that Webster Slaughter, Eric Metcalf. And so I like watching those guys for Cleveland. And then when Art Modell moved the team, it just happened to coincide with my love for University of Miami. And of course, at that time, Ray Lewis, I remember him being a freshman on that team with Warren Sapp and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Rohan Marley. And then he got drafted here and drafted to the Ravens when the Ravens first came in the league. And of course, I played football in high school. And I was a linebacker, and I would always watch college football, watch the linebackers, and I watched this kid at the University of Miami. I said, you know, if I could still play, I would want to play like this guy.
All right. Folks can't see right now, but what I can see, but he's wearing his black number 52 jersey as he's representing here. Let's bring it back on target here, though, with Orlando Brown. So one of the nice things about having Orlando Brown get maximum value would be having multiple teams that could be interested. So besides the Minnesota Vikings, who else do we move on to?
I'll do the Chargers next. I started to talk about Jacksonville, but I'll do the Chargers next. But I think the thing with the Chargers is, you know, they've spent quite a bit. Linsley, and then who else did they bring in? It was the Did they? Was it the Pittsburgh tackle?
Oh, did they? They already signed Villanueva, or no? They signed the right tackle, Filer.
Yeah, Filer. Right. Yeah, Filer. So you have Lindsley there, you have Filer there, and then you already have Brian Bulaga there, or Bulaga. And so I'm not for sure for the Chargers whether or not they'd be interested based on those signings. They still could be because none of those guys are left tackles, but maybe they're thinking about moving one of those guys around. And even if they're not thinking about moving one of those guys around, why not just take Rashawn Slater if he's there at their pick 15. At 13, because it looks like there's going to be some shuffle in the draft, because the Bengals, based on the guys they signed now, Penei Sewell may not be going at, what is it, 3 or 4 or 5, wherever the Bengals pick. Mm-hmm. So, that might push some linemen down the board. So,
okay, so we've got the Chargers in there. The Chargers are a popular landing spot for Ravens fans because they have the 13th overall pick. And people said, well, we'll take 13 on this and that. And, the other thing, the 13th pick is way more, I think, than the Ravens would get for
Orlando. Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
Some cars are comfy on the inside, but don't have power on the outside. And some cars have the horsepower, but none of the comfort. I used to think there weren't any cars that were the total package. But that all changed when I got my Honda SUV. It's rugged and sophisticated, and right now, Honda has deals on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, you name it. So if you're looking for a car that's the total package, the only place you'll find it is at your local Honda dealer. Hurry, before they're all gone.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be nice, but then, just based on who they've signed in free agency and what they could actually pick at 13, and you're certainly probably going to take the cheaper guy in this case. So
you bring up a good point here in terms of the draft, because I think it's the key piece here. And when everybody knows what's happened after the draft, mm-hmm. Well, that's almost too late for the Ravens to make the move, unless they've spent their first pick on a tackle. And so they really have to make this trade either before the draft, maybe during the draft. That's possible. Mm-hmm. But not after the draft. That doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Yeah.
So it doesn't give them. I mean, if Orlando Brown's going to be traded, I think he'll be traded in about the next 40 days here before that draft hits.
Yeah, I agree. If he's going to be traded, it'll be prior to the draft. And I just look at it as, hey, if he doesn't get traded, we're in great shape. Mm-hmm. We are in excellent shape.
Yeah. So load on some other teams for me that might be interested, that might make sense.
The Colts could still be interested. Mm-hmm. They have money. And even though they signed Sam Tevy, I watched quite a bit of Chargers games when I wasn't watching our games. I watched quite a bit of Chargers games last year. And if the Colts are hanging their hat on Tevy, I don't want to say he's a bad player. I don't want to say
he didn't play that well last year. You can
say
that.
Yeah, but he did not play very well for the Chargers last year. I'll say it that way.
What's the status of Costanzo now?
He retired.
Okay.
Yeah. He retired. So, the Colts could be another landing spot. And then they have the 21st pick.
Sounds about right.
21st, 22nd pick, somewhere around there. So 21. That could, 21. Yeah, that could be a really good spot for him, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think one of the other things, and I don't know how much the Ravens front office looks at this, but some teams do not like trading players in conference. I don't think we sort of care about that too much. I don't think so. I mean, we traded what's his name out of Notre Dame to was he out of Notre Dame? We traded him to Pittsburgh. Wormley, Chris Wormley. So yeah, I don't think we care too much about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't, that was kind of a trade on the margin. It's not an in your face. I'm trading you my number one receiver for draft picks. And there's a lot of chips in the pot then, but it's it was a mid-range trade there.
Yeah. So the Colts, I would actually say that the Colts probably, Colts and Vikings right now, I would say are my top two teams that I think we could get something done.
All right. Well, it'd be nice to have as many bidders as possible. You mentioned the Washington football team as a possibility as well.
Yeah. I think scheme wise, he fits there. They do some of the same things that we do in the run game. You do have Sheriff at right guard. I think Morgan Moses plays right tackle. Mm-hmm. I'm not for sure who they have at left tackle. I briefly looked at the roster yesterday and I just can't recall the name.
Try to see last year who spent time there at tackle, because they certainly they had a bunch of people. Cornelius Lucas looks like he might have spent some time at left tackle last year, and he has really made the rounds in the league. Detroit, L.A., New Orleans, Chicago, Washington already in a 7-year career.
Mm-hmm.
He did not play against the Ravens. That's not who they had at left tackle for that game. And whoever they had at left tackle for that lane, they didn't play well. The Ravens really messed them up pretty good in that game.
Yeah. So that could be a landing spot for him. The Washington football team. And Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera is kind of like us in that he loves to run the football. I wouldn't count them out of the equation here.
Okay. Well, the more the merrier. That's four, and they're the number 19 pick overall. Charles, you mentioned you think the Ravens are fine either way, and I think that's one of the strengths, obviously, their position. And I think you hit the nail on the head when you said Orlando Brown can move to left tackle, so he's kind of their trump card in terms of fixing an offensive line problem in season if Stanley again has to miss time.
And I think that is actually my anxiety. Let me just frame it that way. That would actually be my anxiety about the entire situation. If Stanley has a setback and we've traded Orlando Brown Jr. Mm-hmm. Then the position of strength has become a major problem.
Right.
Unless you take two offensive linemen.
Even if you do, they're so young. But they have to get by this. And obviously they started this unstacking of contracts with the Hayden Hurst trade. They lost Zach Sealer in a waiver move that was a shame. I think they thought they would retain him, but they didn't. So he was actually the first of that 2018 draft class to get his big deal. But it really started with Hayden Hurst, as they knew they had a big stack of contracts coming due at the same year, and they said, we can't have that. And they had to trade him for, what value they could get. And they got, I think, a pretty good price for him from Atlanta, and made a lot of sense for both teams to make that trade. And we've always talked about the fact that we didn't think they could keep both tackles. I have always on my show. So it kind of seems natural that, the confluence of events here, that you have Orlando Brown. He wants to be a left tackle. That's the one point consideration. Okay. He can play left tackle. That's about a 5-point consideration. And then the higher consideration is that some other team can harvest that value and then pay the Ravens for it. That's where the Ravens really get paid in terms of trade terms for this. And they'll lose the last year of Orlando Brown, which would be sad, but they could really get something for it.
Right. And I think that's the thing, they are holding out of getting the deal that they want for, because the, as much as there are two parties that come to the table, And two parties are bringing, maybe bringing different sets of value. I think from our side, we have to sort of stand strong and say, hey, the value has to be what we need it to be, because we're going to have to get someone to plug and play to replace this guy if we let him go.
Right.
And not only that, we're going to also have to look at, well, hey, we need a contingency plan just in case there are some hiccups with Ronnie. And so we might need to draft more than one guy. We might need to actually bring another guy in free agency, so on and so forth. Now, of course, I may be underselling, because I'm not there. I don't know. I may be underselling the possible progress of a guy that people have scapegoated and just do not like. But I look at Phillips and I'm like, he's young at the position. He's really only played a year and a half at tackle, and at Mississippi State he was a left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And so you move him to right, you move him to guard, and so he's constantly having to sort of change technique. So I mean, who knows? I mean, he actually might be better than a lot of fans
You certainly are going to be right on that statement. It's a big off season for him. He needs to do a lot of positional training this off season, and also do the things he needs to do in the weight room. Obviously, strength and all that's important. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if he's going to use his length properly, the way Orlando Brown does with below average feet, if he's going to use his length properly, that really takes some good technique and takes the ability to use those 35 inch arms, get that guy past the back pylon of the pocket, which is something Rick Wagner could do.
Oh yeah,
kind of substandard mobility, mm-hmm. and it's something Brown can do on the left or right side. We've already seen it, so I'm not ruling it out. And the other nice thing about having Tyree at right tackle is that I think the job is made easier by who Jackson is. So his run blocking responsibilities are not as difficult. Oftentimes does not have to block that edge defender, moves up half a level to hit a scraping linebacker. That's a lot easier job than what a right tackle normally has to do.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. So, he could actually, he could actually make the jump. Let's just say it that way. How much of a jump, who knows, but, I just think last year, such a very unusual year. A lot of players probably were just not playing up to maximum capacity.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with you. And I think it's a big chance there. There's a chance that Tyree can come back somewhere. I think his next chance is probably going to come because of injury, because I don't think the Ravens would go into 2021 with Tyree Phillips being the number one choice at right tackle. They might have a first round draft pick be the number one choice, but I don't think it's going to be Tyree Phillips as the number one choice.
Yeah.
I could be wrong about that.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds kind of scary. Just based on what we saw, it sounds kind of scary, but.
Well, Charles, I really appreciate having you on. Always fun to talk football. And tell people where they can find you on Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter, it's at RavensBlitz55. And I'm on Twitter just about every day. So,
all right, good follow for people. And make sure you interact with Charles, tag him occasionally, and see if you can get him involved in the conversation. Charles, thanks again. If you want to be on a film study short yourself, give me about 3 bullet points. You can either email them to me at filmstudy21@verizon.net or give me a shout out on Twitter. My messages are open, and you can do it there at Film Study Ravens. Charles, again, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Ken, thank you so much.
We'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters, the more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.